So guys, what if I told you that Dr. Doom's gonna dethrone Loki, kill the Council of Kangs, take over the multiverse, and create Battle World in just the first act of Avengers Doomsday? Because that's what we think this recent light show suggests. And if that's the case, this changes everything, not only about Avengers Doomsday, but also about Avengers Secret Wars. Welcome back, Screen Crush, I'm Ryan Airy, and on top of that recent light show teaser for Avengers Doomsday, we also got our first official plot synopsis of the film. Quote, Dr. Doom has officially arrived in the MCU. This villain, a master of cutting-edge science and powerful magic, will unleash a cascading crisis across the entire multiverse. So this synopsis pairs perfectly with the light show teaser and changes everything we thought we knew about the plot of this film. And we also got this awesome first glimpse of what RDJ's Doom will supposedly look like in the film. It is a bulking, terrifying, comic-accurate suit. And while the mask looks a little different from the one we saw in Fantastic Four, it looks a lot like the mask that Robert Downey Jr. held up at Comic-Con when he was announced as Doom. So for a while now, the general consensus on how Avengers Doomsday would end and set things up for Secret Wars was with Dr. Doom winning, similar to how Infinity War ended with Thanos winning. And then Secret Wars would serve as the endgame of this duology where all the heroes do what they do best, avenge.
But that's what we do, right? Our best work after the fact.
So our assumptions for Doomsday were that Dr. Doom would dethrone Loki and collapse the entire multiverse into the void, thus creating Battle World where he would rule as God Emperor Doom, just like in the comics. He would even have his tree throne within Castle Doom. And that recent light show teaser just confirmed that that's exactly what happens, but it's going to happen way sooner than we thought. So in this teaser, we see the same green misty tear that we saw Loki walk through in his series finale when he enters the realm outside of time to take his multiversal throne, a throne that resides in the same place as He Who Remains a Citadel. Here we can see that same rift with Doom's big metal gauntlet reaching through, teasing that we'll be seeing Doom go for Loki and his throne. Now we even see that in the presentation. Doom takes a seat on Loki's throne. But we also see Doom begin building a tall tower reminiscent of his castle from the comics that resides in his home country of Latveria, as well as the castle he builds in Battleworld in the 2015 Secret Wars. Now, in those comics, Battleworld is an amalgamation of various realities combined into one world, which is exactly what the void is in the MCU. Remember, we saw the void in the Loki series and in Deadpool and Wolverine. And it was in Loki season 1 where we saw that the throne at the end of time could be accessed from the void through Eliath. So Doom has gone through this rift, dethroned Loki, and begins building his castle where the Citadel once stood and where Loki's tree throne currently sits. I should also mention that in these Secret Wars comics, Doom has a tree throne of his own within a Castle Doom which is in Battleworld. So it all connects.
Coincidence? I think not!
Now, before Loki had the throne, there was this ring-like Ouroboros known as the Sacred Timeline, and we briefly see that ring timeline here in the light show. But then it morphs into a gyroscope, suggesting that the gyroscope is Doom's plan for how to keep a multiverse functioning. Remember, that was the whole conundrum that Loki faced in the finale of his series, trying to find a way to allow for free will and timelines beyond that of He Who Remains' approved storyline. But he kept getting met with failed attempt after failed attempt. He Who Remains' answer to a functioning universe was scientific. He had a system in place that was technologically automated.
He did it. We're gonna make it.
This system was based on various equations and research, which makes sense because his original variant was a scientist. Whereas Loki's answer to the equation lies in the realm of magic, myth, and great sacrifice, which makes sense because he's always been destined to be a god of sacrifice.
I know what kind of god I need to be.
Doom, however, going back to that synopsis that we discussed at the top, he will use his great knowledge of both magic and science and technology to create a style of multiverse in the form of a gyroscope. This is similar to how Tony Stark was able to discover time travel through the use of a Mobius strip. And when we see this gyroscope appear, it is formed by Doom's magic. Another clue pointing toward Doom's combined use of science and magic, taking us all the way back to this line from Thor in Phase 1.
Your ancestors called it magic, and you call it science. Well, I come from a place where they're one and the same thing.
Hold on, what's a gyroscope? Why now?
Oh, super easy to explain, don't worry. A gyroscope uses a spinning wheel or disc to measure or maintain orientation and velocity. The gyroscope's conservation of momentum is a macroscopic physics phenomenon. Its stability serves as an analogy to help understand the more complex and counterintuitive nature of quantum physics.
No!
I don't know what you just said.
Basically, it sounds like the perfect way to create a stable multiverse.
Well, then just say that next time. I don't really gotta waste my time with all that other stuff you said.
Okay, so Doom enters Loki's realm, takes the throne, then reconstructs the multiverse, and we even see this snippet inspired by this panel from the comics where he rips out Thanos' spine. This was meant to show us the full power of God Emperor Doom, similar to how at the beginning of Infinity War, we see Thanos body the Hulk, giving the audience a clear understanding of just how powerful this guy is. So it would be poetic to have Dr. Doom body Thanos at the beginning of Doomsday to show just how powerful he is. Or maybe they'll have him wreck the Council of Kangs, or maybe they'll do both. Now, the question becomes, if this teaser revealed all of that plot, the plot that we originally thought would be the entire film ending with Doom on the throne, is there any chance in hell that Marvel would allow the entire plot of the film to be spoiled in a freaking light show that they publicized? Well, the answer is no, which means that while we were right about Doom's multiversal takeover and assembling a battle world, we were wrong about it being the climax of Avengers Doomsday. It actually looks like it's just the first act of the film. You see, this teaser was shown at a merchandise expo. So think toys, backpacks, shoes, shirts, lunchboxes, any product you can slap a picture on and mark up the price. In order for these merchandisers to be able to flood the market with the product related to this movie and have it out in time for the film's release, they have to be given special advanced access to things like the script and finalized concept art so they can get the merchandise made in time. Now, a lot of the time with Marvel and Star Wars films, you'll notice that the first round of merchandise that's released alongside the movie, it's always very vague. For example, the first round of action figures don't usually include certain big characters because they don't want to share that, like, character X, Y, or Z is in the movie. Or, you know, spoil important plot points. In fact, on big top secret films like Marvel and Star Wars, merchandisers are only given some of the scripts and some of the concept art for scenes and characters. This is why, for example, it took years after Spider-Man No Way Home was released for us to finally start getting Tobey and Andrew action figures, because they were keeping their role in the film so under wraps, which meant they couldn't share it with merchandisers. You'll also notice on early backpacks, lunchboxes, and t-shirts that designs are based on concept art and not the actual finished movie and what they shot, leading to this hilarious design of the leader that we saw leading up to Captain America New World Order before it was renamed Brave New World. And again, that's because they have to start making this stuff before the cameras even start rolling. Oh, and speaking of merch, we're going to have exclusive merch that you can only buy at our live show in New York, Friday, October 10th for New York Comic Con weekend. We are so excited for this show. It is the culmination of our live show tour. We're coming back to New York. So if you were at our first New York show back in early 2024, this show is completely different. We have exclusive breakdowns. Me and the team are preparing some awesome stuff we can't wait to show you. We're going to sneak peek a reveal for this channel that I am so excited to show you guys. You are not going to want to miss. Links for those are below, and I can't wait to see you there because the best part of the live shows is just meeting you guys, taking your questions, and hearing your story. So again, links below. I'll see you in New York for Comic-Con. So I'm telling you all this about merchandising for big films because this light show that was shown is likely exclusively based on the parts of the script that Marvel has deemed can be used for the marketing. And 9 times out of 10, that's just the first act. So if this light show is depicting actual events from the film, it would stand to reason that those events happened very early in the movie and will likely be revealed in trailers. Our first teaser and first trailer for Doomsday could in fact focus on Doom's emergence and his takeover of the multiverse as a setup for the rest of the film. We may even know from trailers alone that Loki is removed from the throne early on, and a key part of the story is Loki needing to find his brother in the Avengers to help him defeat Doom. And if all that happens in the first act of the movie, then that completely changes not only what we thought the plot of Doomsday would be, but also what we expected from Secret Wars. And that's very exciting because that means that we likely know nothing about this movie. So they're wrapping filming this week, and if all we thought we knew about the plot is just the first act, we've got a lot of surprises to come. So in a lot of ways, Doomsday and Secret Wars are likely going to replicate the successful formula that the Russos used with Infinity War and Endgame. Infinity War was really a movie about Thanos. We learned a lot about his history and what set him on this journey. He was the lead character in that film, and at the end, he won. I think the same will be true for Doom. We're going to learn who this guy is, the terrible things he's done, and follow him as he enacts his plan to save the multiverse, just like Thanos, but on a multiversal scale. Doomsday will be Doom's movie. And then Secret Wars, like Endgame, will be the movie that focuses on all the other characters and their response to the actions of Doom. And Doom, like Thanos in Endgame, may not even have a huge role in Secret Wars, except for the beginning and the end. And he may spend a lot of his time sitting on his throne, allowing plenty of screen time for the big group of heroes forming their plan to undo what he does in Doomsday. But guys, that's just what we think, but huge shout out to Colton Ogburn who wrote this video. You can find his links below. And we would love to know what you think down in the comments, or you can add us on literally any of our socials. on our pages. There's all sorts of, we are all over the internet. We are like everywhere, including on our free to join Discord server. So if it's your first time here though, please subscribe, smash that bell for alerts. For Screen Crush, I'm Ryan Airy.